me crazy. I tried different virtual USB ports, and, you know, the other two radios, they were working just fine, you know, had control. So finally it occurred to me, so I reached around behind the transceiver, and sure enough, it's an ICOM, the CAT connector had fallen out. For some reason, ICOM likes using these eighth inch tip sleeve connectors, and it had just fallen out. So you could say it had an air gap firewall. So plugged it in, and all of a sudden everything starts working. So now I'm, you know, after, you know, some time trying to troubleshoot that, after some time troubleshooting that, now I got to install, you know, all the other stuff, the WSJTX and N1MM and the RIDI, all that stuff. You know, when you set up over a period of years, it's amazing the functionality you build in, and then trying to recreate it in a day or two, it's like, wow, I figured this out once, didn't I? Anyway, so that's about it. I mean, at least it's keeping me out of the heat outside, because, you know, I'm in the shack trying to remember what gets installed before what else. Anyway, thanks. It just told me I timed out. Yeah, hopefully I'm back. Okay, well, thank you for handling the net. I'll turn it back over to you. This is K6IT.
There you go. It was working. Yay. All right. And by the way, Alec, you wondered how you were getting in. You were getting in totally on the Cougar Mountain voting site for the PSRG repeater here. So totally killing it. So that works. All right. K9JEB was an IO. Thank you very much. Graham was on break over at Redmond. KM7GSG, thank you for stopping by. That brings us back to Finn Hill. Hello, Wayne. Good morning. Jim, W7JYM. Go ahead.
Good morning, Ron. Always good to hear your voice. And good morning to the rest of the net. This is Whiskey 7, Julie, Yankee Mike, Jim up on Fen Hill. This morning is going to be a busy one for me. With my ADHD, you know, it's like you start one project, and then you start another one, and then you start another one, and the next thing you know, you have 50,000 projects going on. And you never get any one of them finished, and my wife's going to laugh, but actually, she is laughing right now. She said that she just loves to hear me admit it. Anyway, so this morning is going to be a trip to Value Village or Goodwill or something to drop off a bunch of stuff that is mostly kids stuff that I have been keeping around the house, even though my kids are now 25 and 19, and time to just let it go and get room for my my scooter project in the garage. And then also I need to make a trip down to Factoria to go down to the hazardous waste collection site so that I can drop off all the nasty chemicals and everything that I have in my pump room where all my pool equipment used to be before we filled in the pool. And then all the stuff in the garage that has been sitting there for 25 years. So anyways, just going to be doing that mostly today and then trying not to injure my back and doing some physical therapy stuff. And then we'll see where that goes. So everybody have a great morning. It's 67 up here on Fen Hill right now, and we're going to be a nice day today. Everybody have a good morning. This is Whiskey 7, Julie, Yankee Mike, back then. Thanks for doing that, Ron.
Oh, absolutely. Great to hear you, too, by the way. Becky, you going to the picnic, Jim?
Unknown at this point. I may make an appearance. We'll see how much I get done this weekend.
Good enough. Anyway, thanks W7JYM for popping in. And there you go. Picnic maybe. Okay. Deborah was an IOK of 7QHP, and that brings us to our cleanup batter on this round. Hello, Bill. Good morning, KC5WFH. Thank you, Ron, or is it Rocket Ship Ron? All right, good morning all. Bill here in Kingston. Let's see, we're 62, mostly cloudy over here in Kingston, Kitsap County. So looking good. No breeze. Sure could use a breeze here, Ron. And you guys keep cool down there in Arizona. It's at temps like that, what you're getting is, it could be, very serious. I used to freeze a 2-liter pop bottle, the plastic. I'd cut the bail off the top and freeze that, and then put it in my my little thermos type water canteen, I guess you could call it. So I had ice water all throughout the day. This is back when working iron there in Texas. So I found a way to keep the cool water coming. Thanks for what you do out there, Ron. Always fun net here on Friday. And everybody have a good day. Stay cool. KC5WFA, Bill Kingston.
Let me give you a funny. It's a coworker funny because I work with about 15 people in the membership department at Costco where I work down here. I told them all a couple days ago because everybody knows that, you know, that in down here, everybody has air conditioning, just period. And that is like everybody in the Northwest has a furnace, right? Some people down here in the desert don't have a furnace, honest to goodness. But air conditioning is a must. So I told my coworkers a couple days ago, yeah, hardly anybody in the Northwest has air conditioning. And they're all like, what? You only need it for like 2 weeks out of the year, you know, tail end of July or beginning of August, and you might want air conditioning. But other than that, you don't really, really need it most of the time. So, anyway, I love the shock factor. Yeah, anyway. Thanks, Bill, for popping in. I'm Ron and Arcevedo. This is the 9 o'clock band. If you'd like to join, I need your name and call.
Kilo Delta 7, Papa Whiskey Bravo Dave, RF.
Good heavens, local in Seattle. Stand by, Dave. Anyone else? Name and call.
Kilo Kilo
KK
Romeo Alpha Bravo.
Oh, Tim with an in and out. KK7JL, just listening.
Hey, believe it or not, I got two stations in there. Cammy, you're on the list. Please stand by. And I got Tim with an IO. Thank you very much. Anyone else? Name and call.
W7 Charlie Lima Foxtrot in and out.
W7CLF, thank you for popping in with your IO. Have a beautiful day, sir. Anyone else? Name and call. Right, then let's run it like we got it. Back to the top to go. Dave's in RF land. Yay. KD7PWB, good morning.
Good morning, Ron, and everybody on the net. I hope the battery lasts. I just plugged the thing in, so we'll see how long I've got battery power. Well, I'm here with KF7TVA and KD7 Papa Whiskey Alpha as well. And we are getting close to time to head out to meet Jim and Jane, and we're going to do some lunch and some fabric shopping, and who knows what. We'll find out. At any rate, it's great to be back in Seattle and away from the smoke for a little bit. And, I saw on the one of our air quality index sensors out east of where my house is, they were in the 2000s. And it's like, holy cow, I can't even imagine. So at any rate, it's nice to be here. Cats and all are being taken care of by our other friend Joan, KJ7DZJ. And we're looking forward to the picnic. So there you go. So, hey.